This is the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus-size women. With your host, the queen of curvy conversation, Shanice Lewis.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Monday, April 29th, 2019. Make sure you're following the show's social media pages on Facebook at The Shanice Lewis Show and on Instagram and Twitter at Shanice Show. And make sure you subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting app. Today we have a very special guest. Joy Tribble, a.k.a. Justin Joy, is the founder of The Plus Strut, the first 5K for plus-size women in North America. Hailing from Cincinnati, Ohio, Joy is proud to call Atlanta home for close to 17 years. Having a robust radio career, she's worked in several markets around the country, including B103 and Mix 87.7 in Atlanta. She's also performed on some of the comedy world's most prestigious stages, from the world-famous Improv to the Punchline Comedy Club. Full of charm and quick wit, she realizes that captivating audiences is a part of her God-given talent. The second annual Plus Strut takes place in Atlanta May 4th, and we're going to learn all about it today. Let's welcome Joy to the show. Hi, Joy. Are you there?
Denise Lewis, hello, darling. How are you?
I am so good and so excited to talk to you today. This is a big week for you, isn't it?
It is very big. I just literally ran a 3.2 race to get to a quiet space from a meeting I had because we're still finalizing certain elements of the Plus Strut so that we can make it extremely great for all of our attendees this year. So thank you for this moment to chat about the event.
Thank you. Now, before we get into the event, I want to learn a little bit about you because you're originally from Cincinnati. You're originally from Cincinnati, Ohio. So what made you relocate to Atlanta? Was it to work in radio?
No, I was working in radio in Cincinnati. That's sort of what I went to school for. Initially, I wanted to be a news anchor, but to be an anchor, you had to be a reporter. And there were some things about reporting that I didn't like. You had to report on just about every, you have to report on some sad and some tragic things. And there was a story that was really tragic. We had to report on it. And knowing that that was going to be part of the journey to become an anchor, I decided I didn't want to do it. I decided I didn't want to desensitize myself to things that, you know, affect us in our world. And so when it was time to do the radio portion in school, that one fit me far more. I was able to be myself, add a lot more personality, and it didn't come with so much tragedy and news and all of the, you know, music is enjoyable. And we, you know, music is like the heartbeat of our lives. And so being able to attach my personality to radio was far better for me. So I worked in radio in Cincinnati, but honestly, I got fired. If you want to know the truth, I got fired from a job in radio, and I felt like God was telling me that it was time for me to kind of stretch out a little bit. And it was weird for me because born and raised in Cincinnati, lived 5 minutes from my job, 8 minutes from my mother. I'm thinking, I don't need to leave Cincinnati. God, this is crazy. But I'm glad I obeyed because 17 years later, here I am.
So when you relocated to Atlanta, did you have a job waiting for you or you just moved and said you was just going to go with the flow once you got there?
Shanice, I had $375 and an unemployment check, like maybe three of those left. That was it. And so I just moved in faith. My mother thought I was insane. And I can see that, right? I can understand that because I'm her only daughter, her firstborn, and she's like, you know, this would make more sense to me if you had jobs lined up, but you don't. And you're moving down here with nothing or not a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. Pardon my French there. But those were her exact words, right? And so she was a little, miffed by my decision. But, you know, listen, life is the journey, right? You got to take some of these chances while you're out here, while God is giving you breath in your body. And so 6 months later, though, I was able to land a job in radio from a colleague of mine where we worked together in Cincinnati. And And the rest, as they say, Shanice Lewis, is history.
Now, how did you discover the plus size community? Were you pursuing to be a plus size model at one time?
So that's an interesting story as well. I had been doing some plus size modeling for about 17 years. I was doing plus modeling before plus modeling was what plus modeling is today. I was one of the girls where I was one of the featured big girl models before we were even called plus size models, where I was having to bring my own clothes to the fashion show because, you know, we just didn't have the options and the designers and the access that we have nowadays. So, yeah, I have been in the industry before it was as popular as it is now, and I've been a brand ambassador for a couple of different brands and boutiques and companies, and love the industry. I was able to really be myself, and being a bigger girl, you know, that afforded me the ability to have like a community, right? And so that was awesome for me. And so that was sort of where it started, and just kind of doing some of the great things that the community has birthed, like Full Figure Fashion Week and Curvy Fashionista Expo, and just a lot of the ones that are some of the premier events here in the city. You know, I see how the community is beginning to grow and tick upward. So that's really refreshing for me, you know, being in the community for as long as I had been in it.
So you've been active in the plus size community. Now tell me how the vision for the plus strut came about.
So being a part of the plus community and being around a lot of the visionaries and seeing the things that we were doing, I really thought we were making great traction. I thought we were tracking well, we were trending well. But to be very honest with you, Shanice, I saw that where we were doing well was in beauty, was in fashion, was in photography, was in makeup, was in hair. And all of those things were great, right? Because we just didn't have that prior to that. But I also thought, well, what if you're somebody that doesn't want to model? What if that's not your ambition, right? Is that the only where or the only place where you'll be able to have some success or have, you know, a life in the community is if you wanted to be a model? That's not everybody's journey or dream to do that. And then I also noticed that I felt like we're more than just pretty women. Right. We're more like I felt like we were given the accolade for just having a pretty face, or we knew how to smile well, or we knew how to capture the right angle in the photograph. Right. But my thought was there's more to being a plus size woman than just that. That was my experience, how I felt. And so I thought there's something missing here. There's a white space where we only talk about wellness or health 5% of the time. Now, don't get me wrong. There were yoga. We were moving in that direction lots more. I saw, you know, the dance movement was ticking up a bit. But I just didn't see a lot of where plus size women were seen being or doing things where we were active and where it's just because my body is bigger doesn't mean that it can't do, doesn't mean that it isn't strong, doesn't mean that I don't have the capability of being able to do things that have often been seen as misnomers for the plus woman. And so I thought, and I had to be very honest with you, my girlfriend had challenged me to do a half marathon and I thought she was crazy. Even to me, like I thought, I was like, come on now, I can't do, you know, what is, it's a half marathon is what, 12.2 miles or something like that. I can't do that. But we trained and we got ready. She forgot to register us. And I thought, this is crazier. I didn't do all this work and then I don't even get to do it. But instead I did a 5K and a 5K is 3.1 miles. And while I was there, everybody was welcoming, right? There were nice people. But Shanice, I didn't see anybody that looked like me. I didn't see enough women that had my body type. A lot of the people were already athletically inclined. And so I also had trepidation about, well, because there are already people in this community, am I going to be the last person to cross the finish line? I had trepidation. I had fear. I had concerns, right? And so I thought, if I'm feeling like this, I'm certain that there are other women that do activities like this, but maybe feel like this too. And so I thought, we got to do something about this. And if it's to be, then it's up to me. Because if we're all thinking and we're not doing, then we're going to continue to do a disservice to the community at large. And so I thought, if you can walk, if you don't have any physical ailment or anything impeding your ability to, you know, move your limbs, then you can do a 5K. You can do 3 miles. You don't have to be a runner. You don't have to be a person that does this all the time. But here's what I know we do. We know how to get to the mall and find an outfit. Do you understand me, Shanice? We know how to get somewhere. And you understand? We know how to find that perfect outfit. Far too often do we not realize how many miles we put on our shoes when we're trying to find the perfect outfit for the perfect event or for vacation. We have put miles on our shoes. And so I thought, if we change our mental Titanic, right, and think about this differently. Because let me be honest with you, this has been received well in some instances and not so well in other instances, because people say, I'm not doing all of that. And that's why I come up with the example of, but you do it when you want to find a good outfit. You do it if you go on vacation. Right. And you do it and you don't think about it. But when we sort of compartmentalize it, here comes a little bit of the resistance, and I understand it, and I don't fault women. I'm not angry with them about it, but it's just an area of opportunity where we just have to work there a little bit more and to toil that ground a little more so that they can see what they really are capable of. And let me tell you something. Last year was our first year, and there were women. I couldn't believe the women that crossed the finish line, how they felt, what they expressed to our team about what they were able to take away from the event, from being there, from being laid with their medal for completion. I mean, it just blew us away of how women felt. And we knew at that point, like, you know, when you do something and you put an event or something together and you sort of have your own ideology as to what you think it's going to be. Yeah, it'll be this, it'll be that. But we were blown away by the feedback that we received from this. And so it gave us the necessary fuel to keep going. It gave us the necessary fuel to dispel the myths and the misnomers and to just stay here and stay, because we know this is good ground. And the more people that know about it, there will be more women that will see community. Our core values are inclusion, diversity, community, and fun. And far too often, sometimes when we get old, we stop having fun, right? Because oftentimes we say, well, I don't have anybody to do it with me. So we bring up an excuse for not having fun, but then there's the community issue because you don't have anybody to do it with you. Well, we've knocked those two things out, because this event is already speaking to community and fun, and then, of course, inclusion and diversity. So I know there was a whole lot that I said there from that one question, but it was a little bit loaded, right? It was a little loaded.
You answered and some of my questions before I asked them.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, but that's sort of where, you know, how I feel, and that was sort of the vision behind it. So, yeah.
So what makes this race different from other 5Ks that makes this specifically catered to plus size women?
Well, I think the fact that it is catered to plus size women, that already makes it different. It's because this is the one where, and people we've had some criticism here, and that's okay, because you won't please everybody, and we realize that. People have said to us, well, then you're discriminating against people, because we do sort of have a size parameter that we like to stay within, right? We would like the women, and we say this, specifically, we want women to attend our race that identify with being a woman between a size 12 and up. So if you identify with being that woman, because some women who are numerically plus don't necessarily identify with being plus, and that's okay. It's for the woman that says, I am a plus size woman, and I'm all right with being a plus size woman. I see no issue with being a plus size woman. We're for that woman. We're also an event that is not time restricted. Some races, you have to be done by a certain time. Our event is not that kind of event. We don't care how long it takes you. Our goal for you is to cross the finish line, period. So we typically, a 5K can take somebody anywhere between 20 and 30 minutes, right? That's the average for 3.1 miles. Well, women at ours, it took them an hour. And guess what? From the first person to the last person, they received the same amount of love, energy, and encouragement. Congratulations for finishing this goal. Because what we found is that them doing this, them crossing this off their bucket list, because a lot of women were first timers, it gave them permission to begin to do other things. It liberated them to do other things in their lives. And so I think what our event does really well to speak to that, what makes it different, is how we make people feel. It's the environment that the women are in that differentiates us from another event. So it's not just the fact that it isn't timed, it's the fact that you are able to look across at another woman and see somebody else that looks like you, that understands some of the challenges that you're going through, that you can kind of do a nonverbal at her and she'll nonverbal back at you, and you all know exactly what you both have just communicated. It's that. That's the experience that you get. We always say that we want people to feel like Walt Disney when they walk into the Plush Strut event space. And so that's what they're going to get. They're going to get one of the happiest places on earth for plus size women. And we really toot our own horn when we say that, because we feel that.
So if you have a non-active lifestyle, what are some things you need to be doing right now to prepare for the event?
Right. And so a lot of those things are maybe not even athletic, right? Some important factors are having a good pair of shoes. Right, some people that have a sedentary or non-active lifestyle may not even have a good pair of tennis shoes. So we would encourage just to get a good pair of shoes that fit well, that will reduce any blisters or any type of plantar fasciitis or any of those other things that can kind of be associated with doing some distance walking. Right, getting the right type of clothing. We don't often think about that, but chafing occurs sometimes when you're doing something for an extended amount of time, and if it's ill-fitted, then that can be an issue. We also say get good rest, and I know these are like non-traditional things, because we can always speak about, you know, walking to the mailbox, because I've encouraged women to do that, because people have asked me, well, what can I do, because I don't do this kind of thing. I just tell women to get up out the house and walk to the mailbox and walk back. Like, you don't have to be darting around your neighborhood or finding a track and tracking your steps unless you want to, but it's merely just putting one foot in front of the other and just doing something that you may not have done the day before. So leave the house, go to the corner, and come back. So if you do that Monday, then Tuesday, do it twice. And then Wednesday, maybe do it three times. And then if you need to take a break for the rest of the week, do that so that you can maybe build up some endurance, but there's no pressure. Because if it takes you an hour and a half, then it takes you an hour and a half. Period.
And I would add, get a good bra, because that's critical.
Hello. Get a good bra and hydrate yourself. It's always important. And to get good rest, right? So those are some of the things that as you are leading up to the few days before the event, get some good rest. Try to eat some food so that you're fueled, right? Maybe some, you know, complex carbohydrates, but that's all personal, right? Because some people are on different dietary regimens or certain dietary restrictions. So whatever would be good for them and their body's fuel, I would say get that in. But get good rest the night before. And I also always say bring a buddy. So there is nothing like being able to do something like this with somebody that's going to be there by your side. Now, we've had women that do it by themselves. And some of the feedback we heard was, I came alone, but I left together. I left with somebody. I left with a new buddy. And that was even great for us because normally people do bring someone. But some people have come by themselves because they didn't want to miss it. And they met friends along the way. And so that was another, you know, feather in our cap that we felt as it related to community, you know, and people being able to connect at the event. So I think all of those things check the box.
Now, if someone is listening and interested in participating, what's the first steps? Do you register? Do you buy a ticket? How does it work?
So registration and ticket is really just sort of synonymous with races. There are tickets, but you're registering yourself. So you would just head to our website, theplusstrut.com. There's a register now link there, and then it'll take you to our registration sign-up portal, and all of the information is there. You put it in there, and then you'll be ready to go. You'll receive your race packet pickup information from there as to the locations for that. There are some people that may have, you know, they just might be listening to your show and decide the day before. We would like for you to decide before that just so that you can get prepared, but we also have on-site day of registration as well. So people, if they decide that morning or if they're chatting it up with their girlfriends and they listen to, you know, the Shanice Lewis show and say, you know, we're going to do this as a group of three or four or five, they can register the morning of and we'll be able to take care of them that day as well.
Now, I saw on your website you incorporated some new things for 2019. One of them, you just mentioned a group rate. So if you register as a group, is that a discount?
It is. It's a discounted rate. You do have to have five or more people to take advantage of that, but that's $40, and that's been $40 throughout the entire stint of our registration since last October, because we do encourage, you know, women to participate in groups. Registration currently is $50, and then it'll be $60 on site the morning of. Your registration does include the registration, your race bib, your T-shirt, and your medal. So it comes with a lot. So a lot of people, some people have said, well, the price point is a little expensive, but it's just not entry. Because a lot of events that happen, it's just entry. But this actually comes with your race bib, your registration, your commemorative T-shirt, and everybody wants the bling. And we've got some really exciting bling this year for the medal, because that's what everybody's chasing. So we had medals last year. We've got a new design this year, and it is really exciting. So we cannot wait. And we don't ever reveal the medal until until the first person crosses the finish line, because that's sort of a little bit of the surprise element that we don't want to give away. Last year, our first year, people didn't even know they were getting medals. So we kind of leave a little bit of a surprise for everybody that comes to participate. So, Shanice, let me tell you something. This is a very fun event. And a lot of people think, oh, my God, it's working out. Oh, my God, I can't do it. I really want people to think fun, because it's so much fun to be in a space where you're seeing other people be celebrated. It's so much fun figuring out something that you thought you couldn't do and you're able to accomplish it. It's almost indescribable, the feeling that you get. But I really want to drive home fun, because people even told us, I have more fun here than I thought that I was going to have. And that was really great news to us, for us to hear that. So the Plus Strut is a very fun event.
You also have a brunch going on during the weekend?
Yes, we do. This is new for year two. What we discovered last year is that after the race was over, nobody wanted to leave, and that was fine for us, right? We loved that, again, that element of community. People were meeting people, taking selfies, writing each other's numbers down, and just connecting on such a great level. And our thought was, well, typically when you're done with something like this, what's the first thing people want to do? They want to grab a bite to eat. And since people didn't leave, we thought, well, let's capture this, right? Let's capture this moment and include a brunch on site. So we're bringing the brunch on site so the ladies don't have to leave. Now, this is part of our VIP package, and so the price point is a little different, but we're bringing you a full-on brunch at the end of the race. And so they're shuttled to the race, or to the brunch site, rather, and we're bringing it to you. So you don't have to leave. You can go to another part of the park, but that's going to be super exciting this year, and we cannot wait to see how that turns out. So, yeah, that is definitely new for year two for us.
And tell us your sponsors, and are there still ways businesses can support your event?
Oh, we've got some incredible sponsors, and I really appreciate you asking about that. This year, our title sponsor is Chub Rub, and that is the anti-chafing stick, because as I mentioned, you know, when you're doing activities like this, there are some elements of chafing that can occur. So they're our title this year. We were able to have Dia and Co. come on as a sponsor, Lane Bryant, Good American, the company through Khloe Kardashian, PNC Bank. We've got some local companies as well, The Juice Spot. A lot of women that are in the Plus community sometimes suffer from fibroids. And so we have the Atlanta Fibroid Company, Dr. John Littman. He's done the fibroid procedure on a lot of women in the community. And so he's going to be there to talk a little bit about that as well. So it's not just about the activity, but there's some education that's going to be involved too. So we're just overjoyed. Is there still room? But this year we are cut off because there are certain elements for marketing collateral that our sponsors were able to receive this year. And so that time has passed, but we are, you know, excited for folks that want to join us next year. Because at some point you gotta close the door at some point just so that you can do the necessary marketing, you know, for the people that decided to join us a little earlier in our event. So
Well, that's awesome. So, Joy, what is the ultimate goal for your career and brand?
You know, Shanice, that is TBD. It is to be determined, right? Because what I'm learning, what I'm finding out is that there's so many elements of my life that are evolving. And some of the things that I used to do, I don't do anymore. And some of the things that I never thought I would be doing, I'm doing. I never thought in a million years that a girl like me would be doing and being the founder of a 5K running event. Never thought that in a million years. And so I think that question is kind of loaded too, but I really just want to ensure that every gift that God has given me, that I open that. I liken it to Christmas, right? When you were a kid, there were, you know, if you were blessed to have, you know, gifts under the tree, you know, I want to make sure that I open each and every single gift that God has given. I don't want to leave anything closed up. So whatever that is, whatever that looks like, whatever comes, I want to have the strength and the courage to bring it to fruition. And that's really the best way that I can put that. Because I just don't know. You just never really know what life is gonna bring. And so, and that's exciting for me too. That's exciting for me as well. So.
Now, the Plush Strut is happening this weekend, May 4th, but do you have anything else happening that we need to know about or be on the lookout for?
Well, nothing happening outside of, like, our pickup for the people that are registered, but I do want to add a note is that we have been sanctioned for the second year in a row by the USA Track and Field, and that's a huge moniker because we are the only plus-size running event that is able to say that. We're the only running event that can, you know, hold that moniker. And that is huge for us because that will allow us to continue to move this conversation forward. It's sort of a seal of approval to be able to get that from the USA Track and Field. So we're so proud of that. And we want to make sure that we up the ante, right? We want to make sure that the things that we're doing for the Plus Shirt, that we bring excellence. And that was a level of excellence for us so that people know that when they do our event, that we're doing everything that we can to bring you a premier event to the body positive community. So that's a huge deal for us. So other than that,
we just
look forward. Yeah, it is, Shanice. And thanks for the opportunity to share that footnote, because that's huge for us. And we want to make sure that the women in our community know that we're really working hard to make sure that it's, you know, valid and it's got meat to it, right? You know, sometimes things, you know, people put things on and you go, I don't know if it was worth it. And no, we are doing everything in excellence, and that added footnote really sealed the deal for us. So thank you for that, to be able to share that.
Now tell us your official website and all of your social media pages.
Yes, ma'am. So our website is theplushstrut.com, and all of our social assets are the exact same thing. You can find us anywhere at theplushstrut.com. We do have some fun hashtags as well if you want to search those. Of course, one of them is the Plus Strut. The other one is sort of our nickname, and we call ourselves the curviest 5K on the planet. And so our hashtag for that is curviest 5K. And then the other one is Stretcher Plus, right? Because, you know, lots of times people sort of use the word strut your stuff, but we thought it would be cool to kind of switch that up and to let the ladies know to come Stretcher Plus. And bring all your good plus size hips and curves and come Stretcher Plus. And then the last one is hashtag this one's for us, because specifically the Plus Strut is for our community. So,
well, yeah. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today. I thoroughly enjoyed talking to you and learning about your brand. I know this weekend is going to be a big, big success.
Yes, it is. And thank you for this opportunity to speak to your loyal listeners about it. You bring a lot of great information and content to our community, and we're really fortunate that we were able to share the Plus Strut with the Shanice Lewis Show. So thank you once again. We're very grateful.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your day. You got to get back to your meetings, right?
Yes, I do. Thank you so much, Shanice. And we hope to see everybody this Saturday, May 4th. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And thank you to my fabulous guest, Joy Tribble. Make sure you check out the Plush Strut happening this weekend in Atlanta, Georgia, May 4th. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.
You've been listening to The Shanice Lewis Show. For more info about the show, visit ShaniceLewisShow.com.